This is Melissa Pang with the Entrepreneur Source, and I am here with Lucas and Kyle with Skyrun. So really excited to have you guys here. First and foremost, I would like to just give you guys the opportunity to give a little background, a little intro on how you got here. So I'll start with you, Lucas, and then go over to Kyle.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I've been with Skyrun here for about 11 months, taking the helm, taking over for our owner, or one of our owners, co-founders, who built an amazing technology in the vacation rental space. And we are a group that is, you know, as you know, a very hot segment and just primed for a lot of growth in our space. It's a very fragmented industry and it's just a great opportunity and a nice kind of business with reoccurring and predictable revenue models as you grow. I've been in the real estate space for the last, you know, 12 plus years, building one of the largest single family property management companies in the country. Previously, and Kyle and I know each other from our earlier days in the franchise space and the food side with Quiznos in the early 2000s. So I've been around franchising for almost about 20 years. And Kyle, who we'll hand it off to here, a little bit about his background, has got me beat on that a little more time in franchising than me.
Thank you, Lucas. Lucas and I have known each other for, it's going on 20 years. And We connected about, 4 months ago, I believe. And as we started to transition from a license concept to a franchise concept, we saw the opportunity to really scale it. And you guys were one of the first people that on the list that we wanted to connect with. So, it's been pretty exciting so far. And we've just barely scratched the surface. So it's good to be here.
Love it. And I'm really glad to be talking with you. And yeah, this was really exciting one because I want to say you guys joined with the Entrepreneur Source about three months ago. And
on the February timeframe. So yeah, very quick.
Yeah. So it happened and now here we are and it's 3-4 months later. And you guys found your first franchisee through your first licensee through TES, your first licensee through TES, which is really exciting. So I want to start there and kind of chat about that. So can you tell me a little bit about just the experience working with the client, where he came from and how you worked with him and the coach, Steve, through this kind of time period?
Yeah, Kyle, do you want to take lead off? I mean, as you ran point and managed, you know, most of the interactions and was more of a supportive
element. Yeah, for sure. Hans was one of our first leads and came to us through you guys. And it was kind of, it set the groundwork for kind of what we're doing now, right? We learned a lot kind of through that process. And Hans was, what was his background, Lucas?
So ran a family business, executive for a family business, really great profile of what we're looking for. I mean, like you said, not only a first lead, but really prime candidate. We're looking for individuals who are trying to replace significant income because of what the potential of these businesses are. But continue.
Yes. So, and he lived in Wisconsin and owned a condo in Siesta Key, I believe. And so Sarasota and that whole territory became kind of something he was very, very interested in. What I would say about Hans is his due diligence was excellent. He asked the right questions. He, you know, did his due diligence, talked to licensees, did his own pro forma. He was that kind of person that didn't take this lightly at all. And, I think Lucas would agree as Hans started training already, that he's going to be a high performer for us.
Yeah. Well said. I mean, we've been through this, right, for, 20 years, 30 years for you, Kyle. He fits the great profile, not only of the kind of candidate we want, ambitious, but someone who really, is engaged in the process, for due diligence and really try to understand us because, the way you look at it, and most of you know this, it really is such an important marriage, not only of what, the business offers, but, getting like-minded individuals who have kind of similar ambitions. And we want folks who are going to really build significant businesses and have those aspirations. And it just was such a great fit, but his thoroughness was top notch. And so we really appreciated that because we're happy to roll that out and these are big decisions. I mean, you know what, TES does such a great job of help prepping to come here, but this is a life change for individuals. And so love when you see that, not only when it works out, but someone who does take that seriously and understand the significance of that kind of decision to make a transition.
I love this story. And there are a few things, like just a few points that you guys mentioned. One, Kyle, you said he was living in kind of these like northern state, had a home or some kind of connection to Florida, and was able to, we talk about income, lifestyle, wealth, equity all day long. And so he was able to connect his lifestyle and kind of that piece of it with Skyrun, which I think is awesome. And then also, you know, you're saying he was really, really thorough. He was really excited to go through. What was it about Skyrun that, like, not everyone is going to, you know, I feel like there's a reason for being thorough. Like, there was something about it that excited him, something about it that was like, wow, I love this. And I'm going to do my due diligence because I want to get kind of keep this moving and get where I want to go. So I guess two questions. One is, what was it about Skyrun that really excited him? And was there a certain point that you saw something kind of click, or like he made a connection and was like, nope, this is really what I want to do?
You know, one thing I'll step in there real quick is, you know, he definitely didn't want to keep living in Wisconsin. And, you know, his vision was, I want to go live, you know, in Siesta Key at my condo. That was kind of, and then Skyrun with the great opportunity, just it all aligned really, really well. You know, not to say that we're going to have all kinds of prospects that go, I live here and I'm moving here and I'm going to do a Skyrun. You know, that's kind of rare, I would say. But I think it fit kind of what Lucas said. It's kind of like his lifestyle, and you know, he was looking for something different, but aligned with what he wanted to do long term, the next step of his life.
Yeah, I think you said it well, Kyle. I mean, there was the element of wanting to be, you know, in Florida and the opportunity there. But Hans also is really ambitious in what he wants to do, and not only replacing a large income, has a very clear target of what he wants to do and build his business up to. And as we talked about, you know, our business, you know, has kind of almost unlimited potential in most markets. And so, you know, as he went through the validation process, I think that really hit home of what this could be potentially in, and a great return on his investment, not only from a pure dollars, but from time. As he was exploring a few other options, it became, you know, at least the way he shared it with us, you know, the most compelling, not only from what we were offering in the industry and the space, but even the economics.
That's awesome. And again, just like hearing these stories too, because we always talk about client experience. So sound like Hans had a great experience with you guys, being able to get kind of those pieces of information that he was looking for in order to meet his goals and things like that. And then also I'm going to just switch it over to the coach piece of it. And Steve. And so how was your experience there as well? And how did that play a role as well into Hans moving forward and really getting excited about this and eventually moving to where he, you know, signed and became a licensee of you?
Yeah, I probably dealt with Steve more than Lucas did. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one of the things about the coaches that, and Steve really kind of hit this home, is finding a good fit for people. Because when he got to know Hans at a certain level, obviously Skyrun became something that he felt was a good fit. And Steve's super responsive. Anytime I needed anything, you know, we communicate really well. You know, I never have a lack of communication with your coaches, ever, ever. So, you know, and that's helpful. So, you know, and just trying to figure out how it fits and things like that. I thought Steve did a great job. Number one, matching Hans with the right brands. Because I know one of the other ones, supporting him along the way. I think Hans would say that Steve was a great ally of his. So, you know, very responsive. You know, obviously it was a great fit. So Steve knew something along the way that that Hans may be a good fit for Skyrun.
Great. And were there any like highlights or anything that kind of stuck out to you during the time that Hans was looking at Skyrun, or that you were working with Steve? I know you mentioned that Hans really did his due diligence. Anything else where you're like, wow, either there was like a challenge or an obstacle that was overcome, or just something that stuck out to you for whatever reason. And if nothing, that's totally
fine. Sometimes things go on behind the scenes, right? So, you know, I liken it to, you know, I know Steve was working with him in regards to maybe how his due diligence should be executed, because Hans seemed to be very, and I think that was a lot of Hans too, but very focused on specific things about the business. And then every time we got on a phone call with him, I'm pretty sure he talked to Steve about something. You know what I mean? Because it just continued to progress. And yeah, I love to say it was all Lucas and I, but I would tell you it wasn't just Lucas and I.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, from my vantage point, I think one thing that, you know, Kyle and the team do such a great job is that we have our process and what we go through, but we do want to tailor to the individuals. Everyone's going through this discovery journey a little differently. You know, and we talked about Hans being thorough. So there were added elements to just make sure that there was comfort from both sides. We were, I think, very comfortable just at the level of depth that he wanted to get into, that this is someone who's really serious and going to, you know, bring professionalism. But, you know, we had multiple different calls where it was myself and other members of the team during the discovery process to tailor it. And so we always kind of like to see it as almost an accordion of a process and kind of adapting the necessary of what is right for the individual, because it is truly, we look at it as we want to get to a result of, is this the right fit for us, and that is not only the candidate, but also, you know, us as the licensor, or not. And we're willing to invest the time because in this people side is such an important part of the equation. And as Kyle mentioned, Steve played just an instrumental role in just fitting into that and really helping as we went through that journey.
You know, you mentioned a lot of key things there, and especially the part about process. And then you tailor it. So you're not, you know, throwing the process out or changing it or creating a new one for every single candidate who comes through. You have the steps, there's structure there, but I really like that, like the accordion. So it's like some draw it out a little bit, some you're just like, all right, here we go. And they kind of move forward and move through at their own pace. When it comes to Skyrun, but also I think just in general, you mentioned, Lucas, that this is a really big life decision. When you look at working with candidates, can you speak a little bit more about what's really important to you from like when you're working with candidates, what's really important to you? And then also on the other side, what do you do to really, like, what do you see that's really important for the candidate, if that makes sense?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's valuable to you, what's valuable to the candidate as they're going through the discovery journey? Because I think sometimes it gets lost.
It does. It's a great question, and I think it's layered in so many elements. I mean, such an importance of the working relationship and really getting to know how this will work out, because you can define as much as you want in a license agreement, a franchise agreement, whatever it is. But this is a 5-10 year relationship, and this is a person making a life change, how they're going to view things. And so having core values and how they view, you know, really view business, the world, and how they fit into that family dynamic. And really that's what we try to build, you know, in any brand I've ever been with, that's when it's different, because you're not always going to see everything eye to eye. And so it is talking through that and really understand what drives and motivates. And so it's almost those soft, squishy elements that is kind of that overarching piece. Then you're digging into really, is this an individual who is going to be successful? There's a skill set, but there's amazing people that may check box one, you know, the soft, squishy values, right? Everything. They may have the skill set, but are they in a position in life, and are they going to be able to dedicate the time and energy that fit with the brand? And so it's almost like three legs of the stool is kind of how we view it and checking all of those boxes, because this is such a long-term, you know, relationship and investment. You want to get it right, and there's no guarantees. But if you have all three of those elements, more likely than not, you're going to have a situation that's just going to be a big win.
Yeah. And, you know, to tag onto that, when you talk about process, so we have a pretty stringent process that's very flexible. So in Hans's example, he was all about the numbers, right? So we spent a lot of time kind of working the numbers and understanding how the business scales and things. That's where his comfort level came from. But he didn't come to Discovery Day, which is interesting. So he didn't feel he needed to.
Yeah, and I think, right, because we augmented the process with a lot of the, I'd say, the discovery elements probably earlier in the process that there would be.
We sure did.
Yeah. So, but again, it's adapting to where we're at. And, you know, some folks, with you know, given the travel, you know, COVID is created, you know, a little different approach sometimes to that process.
Yeah. And, you know, we also do, you know, like some people, you can tell where their head's at. Hans is very numbers driven, right? And we've got another prospect that's very operations driven. So Discovery Day became very important to that person. You know what I mean? Or we may fold in a marketing presentation. Maybe they want to know about marketing. So we'll have our head of marketing come in and do a presentation along the way. So, you know, it's having a great solid process, but also being flexible enough to address the needs of the prospect is incredibly important.
I love hearing it because, you know, we talk about it a lot, you know, process versus experience for coaches, for franchisors, on both sides, you know, just in this space. But, and to kind of tie it back, you know, where it's like an investment of time, especially when you're both going into this long term, I think a lot of times just, you know, going into this, looking at bringing in people into the system, it's looking at a lot of people look at the short term. They look at like the short game, you know, let's just get them in. Let's sell the territory. Let's award the franchise or, you know, the license, let's sell the territory. And then we'll figure it out from there. But I love what you guys are saying, because I don't know how many people are actually saying this. And again, you can speak more to this, but we're like, no, take the time and it's going to be worth it in the long run. I don't know, anything on that where it's like investment.
It is. And so Kyle's already heard this because we say it often in our meetings that we don't take this lightly. I mean, Kyle and I have both been around the block and seen, you know, organizations that, whether we've been on boards, advisory, or part of them in one way or another, that maybe did, you know, it's that short path and direct and maybe, you know, and it's just, it's such a short-sighted way of viewing it. You end up paying for it in the long run. No one wins and it ends up in a bad position. I'm, you know, as you know, my position, I'm actually very active in this because it, to me, it models the right investment. You vote with your time and your wallet. And so I've led large organizations with several hundred employees, and I try to be as part of the interview process, as much of the interview process as I can be. And so that's just with hiring employees, because the people is what the business is all about. You can have the best laid strategy, but if you can't have the best people to execute it, you're going to fail. And so it's the same thing when we talk about bringing on new location owners and making that investment time. And, you know, to use Hans as an example, you know, it's Kyle driving the process, but maybe what I had was part of what, 5 to 7 different, you know, meetings with him on that process.
Oh yeah.
Because it was the right thing for where we're doing and really making sure that we're all comfortable. And, you know, Hans is looking at where are we going strategically. And that was an important piece that we spent that time as someone was looking at a high level. And so, you know, people ask, if I can model the right way and be there at time, no one else really can have the excuse, well, like, I'm too busy or this is not important. And so it is kind of leading by example. That people part of it is just, is critical. And so, you know, if you do that, there's no guarantees, but if you invest the time, more likely than not, you're going to have greater successes.
And, you know, it's not necessarily about, and I know Lucas and I have been, it's not about the quantity, it's about the quality. You know what I mean? So if you really think about, I was explaining this to a franchisor the other day, is you look at franchisees as an asset of your company, and the great ones will continue to build their wealth and grow the brand and all those. I would rather have less, you know, more of those than less of folks that, you short-sighted them. You know what I mean? They probably weren't a great fit. They were an okay fit. It, you know, in the life cycle of Skyrun, we can't have okays. That's just not, that'll never be okay. But especially now, you know, as we're really starting to push development and scale the brand, Hans, it's incredibly important for him to be successful in his mind, but same with us. He's got to be successful on our end too. So, you know, finding that right person and spending a lot of time with them just to make sure it, you know, you're never going to be 100% there, but you get as close as you can.
It's the only way the business works. If they're not successful, there is no business. And so it's a really simple concept, but it's amazing how many people miss that, that piece.
Agreed.
Yep. 100%. No, I love all of this. And also looking at it from, you know, like you guys have this mindset of we're going to invest the time. We're going to look for the right fit. And that isn't just right fit on paper. That's, you know, this three-legged stool. There's so many components here. We're willing to, you know, adapt and change a little bit on our side to really, you know, meet the client, meet the candidate where he or she is at. And I think because you guys have that mindset, that's going to come out in your conversations with the candidates so that you're also attracting the candidates who are in that same, who appreciate that and understand that and can feel that. And so I think we've kind of done, you know, talked about this a bit. I would say this is a little bit of like a study for any like emerging franchisor, anyone who really just wanted like a really quick overview on how to work with franchise candidates in the right way. But, you know, if I was an emerging franchisor, a brand or a brand been around for a while, but looking to grow, what would you tell me is like the one thing that I should focus on as I'm starting to grow? And that's kind of a big thing, but from each of you, like one different thing where you're like, you know what, focus on this. This is important and you'll do it the right way. Like, don't worry.
Kyle, do you want to go first?
Okay. Well,
it's the magic bullet. It's one thing, right? That's
I knew you were going to do more, Kyle. It's totally fine.
I have two things, and we touched on the first one is, you know, I do know that, you know, as an emerging brand, getting franchisees is like incredibly important. And you talk to a lot of emerging brands out there and they say, I wish I would have known what I know now back then. And I selected some people that probably weren't great fit for the brand. So having the ability to find the right people, especially in the beginning, to help you kind of scale it is huge, right? And then the other thing is it all comes down to systems and processes. You know what I mean? I don't care if you have one franchisee or 100 franchisees, you need to have your systems and processes nailed down, you know, whether it's development or operations or whatever, because, you know, truth be told, great prospects are looking at a bunch of different brands. They're just not looking at you. So, and they pick it accordingly based on kind of, you know, their cultural fit with the brand, but also more importantly, I want to learn from you and I want to follow your processes to be successful. So if you don't have a solid ops manual or you don't know how to open locations or, you know, the list goes on and on and on, people are going to choose other brands that have that figured out. Those are my two things.
Yeah. I'll just build off it because I think you said it well. I mean, it is having that long lens. I think everyone's looking for that instant gratification, and it's just, it creates a virtuous cycle by getting the right people in and cultivating those strong relationships, setting people up for success, investing in it is just, it's the foundation of it all. If you don't have successful operators, you're not going to be able to sell to new folks because your existing aren't happy. And so I've been, you know, to, you know, like Kyle, through from emerging brands to large brands to turnarounds. And it's just getting that foundation right. Everything else kind of falls into place. If you have a solid model, you take care of your people, set them up for success, everything else kind of falls into place. It's just like anything. There's no real shortcuts. If you do the right things and have good habits, more likely than not, good things end up happening.
You know what?
That's hokey, I know, laugh. But it's the truth.
In this thing. I think the tagline should be, there are no real shortcuts.
I'm going to put it on a t-shirt.
Yeah. Like a t-shirt or something.
You put it on a t-shirt, I'll wear it at Savannah for the conference. You know, that's all I'll wear.
All right. Doing it.
We're ready.
No. All right. And so just to wrap it up, like I'll say, I just like that you really put it into these, it's pretty like simple. There are no shortcuts, but it's simple. Like you take care of your people, you set up the support, invest time, energy, effort into your business, into your people, and the right people are going to show up. You know, like if you build it, they will come type of thing. Again, kind of hokey, but it's like,
no, it's true.
You know, and also doing it for the right reasons. You know, like, are you building this to, are you building your business and your brand so that other people can benefit? Of course, there's, it's a win-win when done right. But also, are you looking to help people change their life and be able to have that, you know, income and lifestyle, wealth and equity that we talk about that they've been looking for and wanting to help them succeed? And I think coming again, you know, we're talking about, you know, kind of being like a little up in the clouds, but it's true. Like when you have that as your, I think core, you're talking about core values, when you have that as your mission, then you're going to attract really great people who align with that. So just, I think identifying what that is as well from the start is just going to help your, it's going to guide the entire journey for you and for the candidate too.
It does. And since we're playing in this space, we'll do it. I mean, if you look at our strategic plan, there's kind of an overarching element that guides it all. It's make dreams possible. That drives what we do. It's, you know, and there's three elements that it's, you know, it's putting our location owners in a position to make their aspirations, you know, a reality. For our employees, putting them in a position to have the career that they want and develop the skills to create those opportunities and then build Skyrun into the business it deserves to be. And so those are kind of the guiding before we get in kind of the strategic pillars underneath it. But that is the overarching element.
That's awesome. All right. Well, thank you guys so much, Skyrun, Lucas, and Kyle. Thank you so much for having a little conversation with me today. Yeah. And we'll be chatting. Congrats on your newest location owner.
Oh, thank you. We're excited.
Thanks, Melissa.